Tasmania's fiscal future is back in the spotlight after the state's credit rating dropped to the lowest in the country alongside the Northern Territory. Moody's ratings downgraded Tasmania from AA2 to AA3, flagging a sharp rise in the state's debt and interest burdens. The announcement comes ahead of a parliamentary vote in Tasmania on the controversial Macquarie Point Stadium, which now has a price tag of more than $1 billion. Erica Betts is the Treasurer of Tasmania, a former senator, and joins me now. Erica Betts, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good to be on the program again.
Tasmania is now one of the riskiest jurisdictions in Australia to lend to. How damaging is that for investment in the state, in your view?
Not at all damaging for investment in the state. Business confidence is high. All the reports are telling us that. The unemployment rate is historically low. We've got the lowest in the nation. So things are going well on other fronts. The credit rating clearly is something that we need to deal with. We used to be on A2 negative. We are now on A3 positive, which means that the ratings agency was willing to accept, in my view, the pathway that we've got back to getting a balanced budget. It will require work, but on the basis of the plan that we have in place, we were given a stable rating. And might I add that the A3 rating is what France has, Taiwan, and it's within OECD parameters. So is it good news? No, it's not, but it's not something over which we need to be too alarmed.
Net direct and indirect debt has doubled from about 66% of operating revenue in Tasmania in June 2019 to more than 130% in June 2025. Moody's has said without countermeasures, Tasmania's debt could rise to 180% by 2029. What immediate levers are you going to pull to reverse that trajectory?
In the interim budget, which was delivered earlier this month, I outlined the foundations, but indicating that the May budget would be the one where a lot of the heavy lifting would be undertaken. And we've already indicated our view that the public service needs to be right-sized. And it's interesting that shortly thereafter, the federal Labor government has been talking a similar language of the need to right-size their public service. We're in a position like most of the other states and territories. Western Australia's the only outlier in that regard. All of us are in the same boat, and we need to make some of the decisions that gets us back basically to the pre-COVID era. We allowed our public service to grow in circumstances of a national emergency, and that now needs to be reined back in.
The independent economist Sol Eslake has said that revenue raising in Tasmania through new taxes and increased levies could be necessary to reverse debt. Are you prepared to reconsider those options?
Look, you never say never in public life, I suppose, but as a Liberal, my instinct is not to increase taxes or have new taxes, but I'm not going to preempt what will be said in May. The most important thing for us as a state government is to rein in the expenditure rather than increase the impost on our fellow Tasmanians. Might I also say that our financial situation would be so much better if the Canberra people were to abide by their agreement in relation to health. We were made promises in 2023 for federal health funding, and at the moment, as we speak, we have about 100 people in our hospitals ready for discharge into age or disability care, but there aren't any places for them. As a result, we have to fund those positions whilst they remain in our hospitals. So there's a lot of pressure on our budget. Canberra could be of great assistance just by living up to what I think are reasonable
expectations. But this is primarily, it's the Tasmanian government and governments that have got Tasmania into the majority of this strife. Is that fair to say?
Look,
because on
think,
health, you're dealing with the same challenge as other states are when it comes to that federal funding issue right now.
Yes, and look, can I say to you quite clearly, I'd prefer to be the Tasmanian Premier than the Victorian Premier, given the challenges that they face. So,
Treasurer or Premier? Have you just announced something, Eric Abetz?
I'm not sure what I just said, but I meant
Premier.
Treasurer. My apologies. I would prefer to be the Treasurer of Tasmania rather than the Treasurer of Victoria. Or indeed, for that matter, I would prefer to be the Treasurer of Tasmania rather than the Premier of Victoria, just to make it absolutely clear. But look, the situation in the states is difficult in relation to health agreements, and the Canberra government needs to step up to that.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. I'm speaking with the Treasurer of Tasmania, Eric Abetz, also the Minister with responsibilities for the Macquarie Point Stadium. The cost of the stadium hit $1.13 billion in September this year. Given large-scale projects have been cited as one of the reasons for this Moody's downgrade, does the government remain fully committed to the stadium plan?
Absolutely fully committed to the stadium plan. This will be an economic enabler like no other. It will enhance our cultural, social, sporting capacities. We have hotel interests indicating that should the stadium go ahead, they are in the market to build at least one, if not two, new hotels. And so the spin-off from this will reverberate throughout our economy in a very positive manner. So as a government, absolutely committed, appreciative of the fact that the Canberra government is willing to back it in with their money, the AFL with their money. And if this stadium doesn't go ahead, we stand to lose potentially $600 million worth of Canberra and AFL money. So whilst you can put a price tag of $1.13 billion onto this investment, there is $600 million flowing into the state straight away. Just if the stadium gets built from those two sources, you then have the hotels being built. This will be an economic enabler like no other for quite some time. And as a government, we are absolutely committed to it and look forward to it moving ahead.
Eric Abetz, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Eric Abetz is the Treasurer of Tasmania.